The following program was recorded earlier for broadcast at this time.
The following is a paid political broadcast for the Democratic Party of Michigan on behalf of its candidate for governor, G. Menon Williams. The views expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily represent the views of this station. Governor Williams will be introduced by Mr. Robert P. Scott, Secretary Treasurer of the Michigan Federation of Labor, AFL. Mr. Scott.
Good evening, radio audience. This program is sponsored by Michigan's Labor League for Political Education, a nonpartisan organization for the American Federation of Labor. Because we do support candidates for public office on the basis of their records and what they stand for, we therefore are supporting G. Menon Williams for re-election. We support Governor Williams because he has demonstrated his loyalty to the American way of life. He served his country well in World War II on the aircraft carriers Bunker Hill, Hornet, Yorktown, and Essex. He holds 10 battle stars, the Legion of Merit, and a presidential citation for his war service. As governor, he has consistently upheld the rights of the veteran, the American system of democracy and private enterprise. We believe he will continue to work for the best interest of all the people, and that he will make every effort to promote the general welfare of the people of this great state. You can rest assured that Governor Williams will not be controlled by labor or any other group, because he has the courage and ability to make his own decisions. We support G. Menon Williams for re-election as governor because he stands for a good, sound school system, a minimum wage law for the benefit of the working people not covered by the federal wage law. He stands for a sound tax program based upon ability to pay. He believes this type of taxation protects the consumer's purchasing power. Michigan's Labor League for Political Education, for the AFL, as a service to all the people of the state of Michigan, takes great pleasure in presenting to you your candidate, Governor G. Menon Williams, for re-election on the Democratic ticket.
Thank you very much, Bob Scott, and good evening, friends. On November 7th, you and I will have the opportunity to exercise a right for which many people have given their lives, the right to vote. This right to cast a secret ballot was not easily won. Men and women had to fight and die to win the right to vote, and men and women are fighting and dying to preserve that right today. This is United Nations Day. On this day, we are observing all over this land the united effort of the democratic peoples of the world to win peace through democracy. In the bloody hills of Korea, soldiers of the United Nations, American soldiers, and soldiers of other free nations have written a new and glorious chapter in the long struggle of free men to win and keep the right to vote. The men of the United Nations who have given their lives in Korea were not fighting for territory or empire. They were fighting for the rights of free citizens everywhere to have a free voice in their own government, so that you and I, on November 7th, 1950, and men and women like us all over the world, may freely determine the kind of government we want. With the sacrifices of Korea fresh in our hearts, I am confident that we, the people of Michigan, will keep faith with those who have died to protect our liberty, that we will go to the polls and exercise the right for which so many men have died. But democracy, my friends, requires something more than a large vote. It depends also upon an informed vote. In Soviet Russia today, Stalin gets more than 90% of his people to the poll, but he does not allow them to discuss the issues. The dictator of the Kremlin is not afraid of the decision of his exploited and enslaved people, because he does not allow the people of Russia to know the real issues. He has clamped the Iron Curtain down upon every avenue of public information. Stalin knows that if the Russian people were permitted to understand the real issues, they would sweep him and his crew of international gangsters into oblivion the first time they got the ballots in their hands. Stalin knows that the way to keep the people down is to conceal from them the real issues. Something like that, my friend, something very sinister and dangerous to democracy, is being attempted today in the state of Michigan. Men who ought to put the interests of democracy ahead of their personal ambitions are conducting a campaign taken directly from Stalin's book of communist tactics. They are deliberately attempting to conceal from you the real issues in this election. The Republican candidate for governor has lent himself to this communist-style attempt to prevent public debate on the real issues. I have challenged him repeatedly to tell you where he stands on the great issues which confront the people of Michigan today. He has refused to answer. I have challenged him to state what kind of new consumer taxes he is contemplating. He remains silent. I have challenged him to deny that if he is elected, he will fire the only member of the Public Service Commission who has voted against higher utility rates, and that he will allow phone, light, power, and gas rates to go higher. He has refused to answer. I have challenged him to deny that he fought bitterly against adequate aid to the schools. He cannot deny it. I have challenged him to deny that he is still opposed to the use of sales tax funds for the schools, and that he will withdraw funds now given to the schools if he is elected. He has evaded my question. I have challenged him to state what he proposes to do about our roads, roads which he allowed to fall into ruin after the war, which the Republican leadership has neglected ever since. He has evaded my questions. I have challenged him to state what further cuts he will make in funds for the schools, the mental hospitals, the care of unfortunate children, the state police, aid to veterans, old age assistance, and other vital state services. He has refused to answer. To all of these direct challenges concerning matters of the greatest importance to you, my Republican opponent has refused to reply. He has done nothing but call names. He has tried to label me a communist, and against all those who disagree with him, he hurls the scare word socialist. I refuse, my friends, to conduct a campaign for office on such low and fraudulent level. I believe you have the right to know where both candidates stand. My opponent will not tell you where he stands, but I will tell you exactly where I stand, where the Democratic Party stands on the issue. I stand for government which sees and meets the needs of all the people. When various groups of farmers came to my office seeking aid in marketing their crops, I went to their assistance. The state of Michigan has never before faced up to such a problem as selling apples, but the need was there. Many thousands of apple growers faced disaster, so we sold apples. With the aid of my administration, The apple growers and other groups of hard-pressed farmers were saved from heavy losses through the cooperation of the federal government and many public and private groups in Michigan. Is that what my opponent calls socialism? I stand for legislation to help farmers market their crops in competition with the products of other states. I want Michigan farm products to be as famous as Idaho potatoes or Wisconsin cheese. Does my opponent call that communism? I stand for decent treatment of our elder citizens. I shall continue to work for better old age assistance. I shall continue to fight for repeal of the lien law, which puts a virtual mortgage on the homes of old people who accept state aid. I stand for decent labor laws, fair to both employers and employees. Elected, I will continue to work to bring our unemployment compensation and industrial accident insurance laws into line with present living costs. I stand for protection of small business. I will continue my efforts to change the present tax law, which requires little corporations to pay much higher taxes than big corporations. I stand for adequate aid to the schools. I stand for holding utility rates to the lowest levels, consistent with the maintenance of decent service. I will insist that no more utility rate increases be made without full hearing. I stand for an immediate road building program. I stand for a balanced budget and a pay-as-you-go policy in state finances. I stand for decent support of vital state services, mental hospitals, and the like. I stand for a fair tax program. I will continue to oppose any additional taxes on consumers of this state, consumers who already pay 80% of the whole tax bill. I stand for a tax on the profits of big corporations, a tax like 32 other states already have. I stand for full enforcement of the state's new law against communists and other subversive activities. I recommended that law to the legislature, and I got it passed. When Republican leaders contended we had to wait until 1951 to do anything about communist conspiracies, I proposed, got adopted, and signed a law, which was immediately made effective. I stand for state action to encourage individual initiative and private enterprise and to build up the economic prosperity of Michigan. I will continue to work for a bridge across the Straits of Mackinac, to create a new trade route across Michigan. I will continue my efforts to help the tourist industry build up the tremendous recreational areas of Michigan. I stand for a better conservation program. I stand for the rights of my fellow veterans. I will continue to work to restore the cuts which Republican leaders made in the funds for tax assistance on veterans' homes. Time does not permit, my friends, to detail every point in my program. But this, in general, is where I stand. I challenge the Republican candidate for governor to tell you where he stands. I challenge him to come out from behind the smoke screen of slander and vilification which he has raised and tell us this. What is his program? I challenge him to take my program point by point and tell us what part of it is he is against. What part of it does he consider to be socialism? Which of the things I have mentioned does he regard as communism? The Democratic candidate asks your continued support on November 7th, my friends, so that this program that I have outlined to you can be put over for the benefit of the people of Michigan. I thank you, my friends.
The preceding was a paid political broadcast. Views expressed in the foregoing do not necessarily represent the views of the state. The speaker was Governor G. Manon Williams, who was introduced by Robert P. Scott of the Michigan Federation of Labor.
The preceding program was recorded earlier for broadcast at this time.